Congratulations to the graduates of the class of 2019. Woo! Nearly 3,500 San Francisco Unified School District graduating seniors put on their caps and gowns and accepted their diplomas, ready to pursue their dreams and their goals. I'd like to congratulate each and every one of them on this accomplishment. I'd also like to congratulate all of our elementary and middle school students who were promoted to the next grade level as well. The school year has come to a close, but there are many ways that learning can continue. It is essential that children keep learning through the summer months. Most children will lose some of the skills they develop through the year if they don't continue to practice them. This is referred to as summer learning loss. Our district summer school is offered for a variety of ages and is really critical for high schoolers who may need credits to graduate and prepare for college. High school counselors have worked with students and families to register students for high school credit recovery courses and transitional studies for college credit with the City College of San Francisco. If your student is not enrolled in summer school, or if you'd like to supplement their time at summer school, I also recommend taking your student out to a public library, museum, or park. These can be learning field trips. The Department of Children, Youth, and Families has created a list of field trips related to the arts, recreation, STEM, and local history. The list can be found at www.dcyf.org/fieldtrips. There are many great ones to choose from this list. Finally, this summer, June 1st through September 2nd, Mayor London Breed has announced that more than 15 museums and cultural institutions will be free to residents who receive public benefits, including Medi-Cal and CalFresh. So please take advantage of this exciting opportunity. Thank you. That ends my announcements for this evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Matthews.